Gangrene, Season 8, Episode 27.
Finally. Season wrap-up. Well, your prediction was correct.
Yeah, you know who was right? Me.
Yeah.
Per usual.
Again.
You can watch all my correct predictions on YouTube at Gangrene TV. You can listen to us on iTunes. You can find us at Red's Army. You can find us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's all Gangrene TV.
That's true.
Search for this handsome gentleman on the left. Y'all right? Right?
Y'all right? Yeah. TV right?
TV How's right.
Stage left?
Stage left, TV right?
Stage right?
Yeah. You also have stats aboard
here.
Yeah,
he's the smart one.
Yep. He should have his own show.
But, I mean, I was right, so.
You were right. So maybe you should be a special guest on Stats the Show.
Maybe I should be. I'll be a guest on your show.
Should.
That'd be fun.
We should have a segment called All Luck.
Yeah.
Or the Pessimism Corner.
Oh, whatever.
You know, you can also call us. 508-731-GGTV.
Absolutely.
In case your phone doesn't
work. Wow, Kurt, you're pretty cool.
Yeah.
That you're always right.
Kurt, you were right yet again. How do you become so smart? Well, that's a good question, caller. Let me answer that with three words.
Yeah, it's pessimism.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? If you don't like the call, you can text us. 508-731-GGTV.
It wasn't luck. I honestly thought they were going to lose all four games.
I think everybody did. We were all just kind of trying to hope for the best. You know,
I don't understand that phrase.
I blame Mike Gorman. I blame Mike Gorman for all of it.
I know, huh?
All of it.
Although, I will say this. I actually came out of the series feeling like I learned something about the team.
That they can play a hell of a good game of basketball against a really good
team.
They
need better players.
Yeah.
This guy has been saying that all year. We need better players.
Yeah.
And we've tried. Celtics have tried to get better players.
No, but I think I learned more about some of the players that I liked and disliked and whatnot.
Yeah.
It was kind of good. Like, they didn't get their asses kicked. Like, look at Toronto.
In all four games, too, they kind of set the pace of zero blowouts.
And I know.
I mean, the beginning. Yeah.
They got blown. Yeah. They were getting blown out, and then they would come back.
Yeah.
And Cleveland would be like, that's enough.
Let's let them get this one.
Almost like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
So let's not talk about all three games or all four games. Let's just talk about the last game.
Yeah.
The last game was would start a new rivalry between Cleveland and Boston.
No.
What we once would have maybe gotten now may have gone right down the toilet thanks to your favorite player, Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah, he sucks.
So do you want to talk about that or you want to talk about Brad Stevens just went ahead and said, let's go out there and just chuck threes.
I have something about Kelly Olynyk for a little bit later, but we can...
Let's talk about threes.
I could have so many things for later, but let's talk about these threes. That game, as much as they would climb back into it, there's so many things that aggravated me, even though I was happy with the team. Free throws. I know. I'm happy and I'm aggravated.
Are we getting right into Kurt's rant?
I don't know. Free throws. Hit your goddamn free throws.
Yeah. Well, if you're...
Drives me shithouse.
I just don't...
It does. And I will be...
Season finale. We could say shithouse.
Season finale.
So, I guess... you threw me for a loop.
I know, because that aggravates me when people can't hit free throws.
This is Kurt's rant. Yeah,
it's a good thing Rondo's gone.
Oh,
right. I couldn't stand that about him. But in that live by the three, die by the three, awful. They couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
I don't get why that is the new thing for this team. Just go chuck.
It's the new thing for the NBA.
I think it's the new thing as far as strategy goes. You just have to have the right guys.
People that can hit, like shoot.
The right players.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... You know, I think.
But okay, so if you can't shoot, why play that way?
I think it's a risk reward thing.
Eventually, you might get an end.
Yeah, I think it's a risk reward thing. I think maybe that's the only way you're going to beat a team like that is
probably.
To get hot. And
it reminds me of Jim O'Brien. I mentioned this last week, but remember that Jim O'Brien team?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
played the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ahead of their time.
He was ahead of his time. Looking back, you know, someone should hire him now.
Maybe he doesn't want to be hired anymore.
I don't know. But anyways, they had an awful, awful shooting day.
Yeah.
And they kind of, I think, had an awful shooting series.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But I think they would probably play like that every game during the regular season, too. You just don't notice it as much because it's not like a microcosm of a series.
Yeah, it's.
Is that
you know,
true?
There's definitely more specific defending and specific rotations in the in the regular season, it's just kind of like, eh, we're going to switch. Eh, we're not going to switch.
Right.
Yeah. You might have some like, oh, we're not going to do this with Sullinger. But in the playoffs, it's like you have a specific plan for every player. So, you know, it, everything gets exposed. I think that was, you know, one of the main things I took away from the whole playoffs for the Celtics was like, you know, guys like Tyler Zeller, who we've talked about all year as being great and stuff. It's like you don't realize how soft he is in the regular season.
Yeah.
He's really soft.
He was
didn't look great.
He was puppy poo in the rain. For real.
We can say it.
Yeah. We can say it. That's right.
I changed my tune on Zeller, guys. I don't want to keep him anymore.
What? Right. We'll get to that. We'll get to that later. We'll get to that later. So, all right. So, we're talking about the threes here, but let's talk about something else. Let's talk about Mr. Intensity.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Mr. Playoffs on my level. Let's talk about the fact that he was late for the shoot-around and lost the starting spot.
Yeah, it's only the elimination game.
Right. It's only the last game of the season. Why not be late, right? I overslept. Greatest excuse in the world. I overslept.
He's so intense that he sleeps intense.
That's right.
He probably sleeps
in one of those Paul Pierce hyperponic chambers, all right?
I'm sorry, what?
Hyperbole? Hyperbolistic chambers.
Hyperbolic.
Hyperbolic. Thank you, stats. Hyperbole chambers. You know, maybe he didn't hear the alarm. Maybe he couldn't get out of his sack. I don't know. I don't know how it works, you know? Yeah. But, like, how about that?
I picture that there's, like, got to be someone to let him out.
Right.
It's like a tanning bed.
Marcus. Marcus, you ready to get out? No, not yet, I guess.
Yeah.
But how about that? All right, so you're late. You lose your starting spot. Granted, it was Jay Crowder picked up the spot, and he went ahead.
I love me some Jay Crowder.
Right. But would have all that happened with Jay if Marcus was on time?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, would the outcome of the game be different? Probably not.
I will say this about Marcus Smart is, like, I was aggravated at that.
Yeah.
But then there was a few big plays in that game where I just kind of, like, you see the glimpse of what Marcus Smart might be. Like, I kind of want this kind of player on my team.
Right.
Like, he's not the best shooter.
But he's still, I mean.
He's got those hustle plays,
though. This is year one, though.
You know,
when he
dives on the floor and he gives that extra effort. I like that.
But what I feel is if he's putting this much effort into year one, next year's, I mean, we can go higher with this.
I would just like to see what he becomes.
Exactly. I don't want to. I definitely don't want to give up on it. I want to keep seeing how he's going to grow and what he's going to become and what he's going to do. And if he doesn't pan out after his third year in his rookie contract, then, you know, sayonara. But, I mean, let's see how far this goes. Maybe he'll wake up on time. Maybe we can all pitch in and buy him a brand new alarm clock. I don't know. I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can find his address, I'll definitely ship him one out.
Okay.
So
sounds good. Courtesy of us.
So, I mean, besides that, though, I mean, do you have anything to add to the Marcus Smart fiasco?
Not the Marcus Smart thing. I mean, it's disappointing, but at the end of the day, we didn't hear anything like this over the season.
Right.
Like, I'm always, you know, I'm willing to forgive, like, a one-off thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
You know, like,
definitely.
You know, as far as, like, tardiness, I mean, like, on the court stuff, that's different. Like, he had one of those things this year with the, you know, the sucker punch.
Yeah.
You know, he said some weird stuff about being intense, but, like, you know, off the court stuff, we never hear anything this year.
Right.
So, you know, I'm willing to sweep
this
one
under
the rug.
No, definitely.
And, you know, the last Sunday game was at 3, and this one was at 1, and maybe he just kind of,
understandable. Maybe,
that would mess me up. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe he spent all night watching, like, Game of Thrones or The Wire. I don't know.
SNL fan was up late.
Yeah. I mean, anything's possible. I don't know if you have to scream that every time you say it.
You do, yep.
Anything's possible. So, I mean, you know, but besides that, though, I mean, the beating, that was game 4.
It was a big beating.
And the beating, I mean, by the guy that we could get next year doesn't probably want to come here anymore because his shoulder has been separated from his body.
Do you really think that?
I don't think it was intentional by any means.
No, I don't think it was intentional, but do you think that plays a factor in his choice of free agency? And I don't even know if he's going to be a free agent.
I don't know. The way that's true.
There's
so
many ifs about this story.
There's so many ifs, and he is a player option. But the way Wojo says via Twitter in his column, Kevin Love's so steamed that he wants nothing.
Because his shoulder just got
ripped.
Right,
exactly.
Apart,
and he's going to miss the entire playoffs, and he's possibly going to have surgery on it. But we meant to load a picture up today to show everybody. I'm sure it's been out there. The play right before Kelly Olynyk and Love were tangled up and Kelly Olynyk popped his shoulder out, the same thing was going on where Kevin Love had Kelly Olynyk's arm in the same hold.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't think it's intentional at all. And my favorite quote of probably the playoffs
It might even be the favorite quote for the season.
I think it is, just because of who I am.
Right.
Evan Turner just like saying, no, that dude just can't even box out in practice.
Right, that wasn't intentional. You know, like,
that's awesome.
That wasn't intentional by any means.
That was the best. Thank you, Evan Turner.
But besides that, you got J.S. Smith being dirty, as always.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God that the Jay Crowder thing.
Mr. Perkins.
Right. Mr. Perkins. Oh.
And, you know, I
don't know how you guys feel about this. Should have been thrown out.
Absolutely.
Should have been thrown out. So I don't want to get in a whole ref thing with a ref's favor, all that, because that story is just so old and everything. But without a doubt, like, that was a little favoritism right there.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just love that he, like, didn't even, like, slap him. He's
right.
Kind of booped him.
Right.
That was my favorite
boop.
Part.
And
like,
that's
like the Archer boop.
It's kind of like.
And that's what he should have got thrown out for. It wasn't the whole, I mean, the
punching someone in the throat's not that nice.
Right, but you could just say, you know, that was an illegal screen by all means.
Yeah.
You punched him right in the neck. He karate chopped his neck off. And then you booped him. The boop should have got you kicked out. The boop should have been your flagrant too, and you should have got.
I feel bad for Jay Crowder because it was.
Retaliation because of the Kevin Love.
It was Olnick that they were mad at, and this poor.
Well, that's because Olnick sat on the bench because they were afraid that he was just getting his ass kicked.
No, it's because he sucks.
I think Brad Stevens was afraid that somebody was going to stab Kelly in the face. And I think that if Kelly did get punched in the face, he'd probably play a hell of a game.
Yeah.
So maybe.
That is true.
Maybe the Cavs were like, you know, I heard about this dude. If you punch him in the face, he plays a hell of a game. So let's go after somebody else.
Let's go get Crowder.
Let's go get Crowder.
That's good.
He's having a really good game. Let's go get Jay.
Because the only time I like Olnick is after he gets punched in the face.
Right. Right. So.
And this series just exposed some of those dudes even more than they like.
Yeah.
Kelly Olnick can't defend or get a rebound like
no.
to save his life.
No.
And this series made it like much. Yeah. I mean. Part of the reason I don't like him, but it just made it much, much, much worse.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas, like when he's not getting the calls, can be a little bit tough to watch.
Yeah.
You know, because he's just kind of going in and flailing, and they're not calling it in the playoffs, and it's like, oh, well, that's
and,
all he can do.
And in a series, they're like, all right, well, we have to stop Isaiah Thomas, and that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what they did.
Yeah, I mean, they put Shumpert on him a lot, who's like, got what, like
six,
he's got six, six inches six, on him?
Yeah.
Maybe plus
more,
the hair.
Yeah, maybe more of the hair.
I love the way the NBA works, though. It's like, okay, now I know you can't do anything to Kelly Olynyk now because the season's over for the Celtics, but, like, first game of next season, though, you can't play. By that time, who the hell is going to remember what happened besides Kevin Love?
He's going to be on a different team, hopefully.
Yeah, no, the Kings are going to be like, you can't play what?
Yeah.
Wait, we just traded for you, and we can't use you for the first game? It's the home opener.
That's a nice little tease. Why don't we take a break and come back with some more interesting talking stuff?
More talking stuff points.
Yeah.
All right. We are just throwing it in, huh?
I was trying to make a joke.
It's the last episode. Just toss it right in. We're going to mail the segment.
I'm not
to
funny.
Him.
My writer quit. What do you want from me? We'll be right back.
I didn't quit.
Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
All right, welcome back. That number again, 508-731-GGTV. You can find us on Twitter at GangreneTV. Check us out on RedZombie.com and check out our Instagram page. We got a lot of fun pitches out
there. iTunes as well.
So, throughout the season, there's been constant rumors about certain free agents that probably might make it here. Or
he's coming.
So,
free agents. Yeah. Yeah.
So here's last week we talked about Bad Boys 2016 for the Celtics, and we had Marcus Smart on that team. And because we're going to get
DeMarcus
Cousins.
Stats doesn't like it, but DeMarcus Cousins is coming.
He is currently on the bus, and he's driving cross-country. It's the Cousins tour.
It just reminds me of, like, the KG stuff and, you know,
yeah,
one of those guys that, like,
you talk about
for
so many years,
so long.
Just
this just happens, yeah.
But you know who my third on the Bad Boys list is?
Who?
Kelly Olynyk.
No, not going to happen.
You know why?
Okay.
He's popping shoulders all day.
Popping shoulders. He's soft.
He's softest.
You heard Evan. He popped the shoulder because he doesn't know how to play basketball.
Right. He doesn't know. Maybe they don't know. I mean, they don't know how to play in Canada, obviously.
Yeah.
The Raptors just got smoked.
You know what? We should punch him in the face and put him on skates, and then maybe he could play basketball.
You know, the Cousin for Olynyk trade isn't such a bad idea.
No.
So there's the bad boy. So, all right. So now I have a theory. Now, I don't know if I'm the first one to think of this. Probably not.
I bet you are.
It's probably easier to get Cold City players to become the Cold City free, or Cold City free agents to become Cold City players. So, now there's a lot of teams that are just going to fall apart soon. I mean,
okay.
I mean,
like fall into the abyss.
Yeah, they might fall in the abyss. You never know. Like, there's teams like Oklahoma City that, I mean,
they're pretty good, Dave.
They're pretty good, but they're falling apart. Okay. They just fired their coach. They didn't make the playoffs for the second time in their existence. The Spurs are getting old. Cleveland has all these players that may or may not come back. But then the Cold City teams, you got teams like Minnesota, Detroit, New York, who's in that rebuilding stage, Washington, who's doing excellent this year. Philly, who's also in rebuilding, and then Toronto again, who just needs to pick and choose how they play, I guess. So there's certain players that are coming up for free agents. Now, you got Andre Drummond, but he's restricted 2016, so we got to wait for him. But you guys got LaMarcus Aldridge, who's going to probably –
he's not going to come.
He's probably going to want big money, plus who knows. Paul Millsap, he's going to want big money. Marc Gasol, who would be great here, but
he's
going to want big money. Yeah. I mean, these guys are probably looking at the $18 million range. I mean, granted, we have the $27 million cap space right now. If we do get rid of the Gerald Wallace contract, we'll have $10 million extra dollars, but we might have to pick something up with that. You can't just give out a draft pick for that. So there's – but, I mean, it's going to be a tight thing this year because there's – 22 different teams that have plenty of money to spend this year. The cap's climbing to $67 million. You have Knicks, Lakers, Pistons, 76ers. They all have tons of money to spend.
So who are your Cold City free agents?
So I got a couple of Cold City free agents.
Because you're saying Cold City to Boston and wouldn't bother them.
Well, it wouldn't bother them. So, I mean, Paul Pierce, but he's a player option. But he's having a great one.
Yeah.
He's having a great season.
Yeah.
And he's got a player option. He might stay. Landry Fields out in Toronto. He's unrestricted next year. Now, I don't know how you consider Portland a cold city. They're just kind of wet and
it's more of a rainy,
wooded area. But you got Aldridge, like I said. You got Robin Lopez, Steve Blake. He's a player option.
I don't think I like Robin Lopez.
You kind of like the idea of Robin Lopez, but
do you?
I don't know.
I'm not sure you do. Do you? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's Brooke that we like more. But my notes are scattered, so just give me a minute.
Okay.
You talk amongst yourself. Okay. You guys want Carlos Boozer this year from the Lakers,
sure.
Which would be great.
David
West, maybe Dr. Roy Hibbert.
David West already had a chance to come here.
He did. So, I mean, he might. There's another player option for that. But, I mean, Roy Hibbert's coming. He's on the unrestricted free agent list next year. DeAndre Jordan from the Clippers, that's going to be a pull because why would you go excellent temperature to Cold City? So
also excellent team.
Right.
Right,
also
exactly,
excellent
yeah.
team. And if they're probably going to offer him big money. He's another one that's on the big contract list. But so like Detroit. Detroit's got a ton of guys coming out. Joel Anthony, Greg Monroe. I mean, your best bet would be to go after the Cold City free agents.
Okay. So plan. Call Danny. You tell him that.
I think Danny would know.
So Greg Monroe, he's coming. Right?
Yeah. Well, you get Monroe. Next year you get
Can he rebound?
Drummond. Stats?
Yeah.
Then we don't want him.
I mean, he's kind of a weird player. He's, you know, he's almost like too unathletic for today's game.
I don't want him, though.
You know, he passes really well, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you get one from the team.
I'm getting less and less excited about next year, like the more we talk about it.
Well, I mean,
It's tough to build a winning team.
Yeah, he's gonna Danny's gonna have to trade for someone. I think
the free agent
market's just not there.
It's this year. It's not that big, and plus the likelihood. This has been going on and on forever.
So
the likelihood of getting free agents to come to Boston from a warm climate, it's very rare. So you'd have to go after the cold city market.
I think so. In this vein, like we talked about a few weeks ago, about picking three people, to keep to build around, After watching this playoff series, I actually changed my mind.
Yep.
So I kind of threw it out to you guys. All season long, Zeller, 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 Zeller.
Yep.
I wouldn't keep him anymore.
All of a sudden.
Wouldn't mind if he was on the team, but this playoff series like really opened my eyes. I'm like, oh.
Would it be better if Zeller just took that Jarrell Wallace role and just sat at the end of the bench?
No, I mean, I like him as a player still, but just not like – I'm not as excited because – you know, as a seven-footer, he kind of disappeared.
Right. Mm. Like you said, though, I mean, he's soft. He's not really that.
And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, maybe he was better with Rondo, just like running the floor and getting passes. And,
maybe.
You know, I don't know. Like, I just.
He doesn't create his own offense.
Yeah. He disappointed me just because, like, you get a seven-footer out there, but he's not doing those things that seven-footers should do, like get rebounds.
Right. Right. So your height is just. There.
So, I mean, I still like him as a player, but I don't necessarily have that, you know, I must keep him anymore.
You don't have that love and feeling for him anymore?
I don't. No,
whoa,
no
that love and feeling.
No. Still, I still want to keep Isaiah. It's gone.
Gone.
Yep.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, man. That might be copyright infringement.
Nope. I mean, I kind of dropped Zeller from mine. I think I had him on mine, too. I think you have to keep Smart and Crowder if you can.
I would love
Crowder by all means. Whatever.
I would keep Crowder three times.
I don't think I'm going to dump $18 million on him.
I'm very, very happy that he didn't bust his ACL.
Yes. That is right then and there. That should be the ticket that's going to let's sign him up. Let's give him. I mean, how many years would you give him? How many years and what kind of money would you spend on Crowder?
$20 million a year.
No, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Just because you like a guy.
I think if you go by value, I think you look at what Avery Bradley got and you're like, well, he's got to at least get that.
Because
right?
He's worth more than Avery Bradley.
He is. I don't know if he'll.
Avery Bradley's on my team, on my list to dump. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
He had a bad series, too.
Terrible.
But, yeah, I mean, for my other keeper, I guess, I mean, I think I might try to pick between Datome and Jarebko.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think either of them is, like, the, you know, a piece going forward.
I feel like the two of them, though, is that there's a way where you can maintain both of them for cheap. I mean, both of them are making the $4.5 million mark.
I like Jarebko. I don't think you need both of them either.
I don't think you need both of them, but if I had to choose one, it'd obviously be Jarebko. But I feel like you can do the both for cheap. And not you really can't break your bank on that. I feel like – I mean, I'm not sure about Datome's contract, but I know Jarebko's got $4.5 million. You can offer him something maybe, I don't know, $5.5 million a year without really going crazy spending. And then, you know, Gigi, you offer him something similar but not really
– kind of
keep him around.
I think you only keep Jarebko.
I feel if you keep him around, though, if you sign him up, you kind of do like a Chris Babb things where you give him multi-years and you kind of put him on that – you're on the list to be traded. You know, we're going to keep showcasing you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, my list consists of, like, Thomas, Crowder, and Bass. I'd still keep those three.
Oh, really? No, Bass is gone.
I mean, he is an unrestricted free agent.
I thought he had a pretty good series.
I thought he did, too.
But does he serve a purpose on a team that's trying to – you know what I'm saying?
No, I think he makes good trade bid as well.
I'm not sure Datome or Jarebko do either, so I can't really.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Why don't we take a break?
All right.
Come back with some Stats' Corner and In the Hoop and all sorts of good stuff.
I want to hear that rant.
All right. Well,
we'll
take a quick break.
Gangrene TV Season 8. We are now broadcasting on two different formats. Video format, just like the past seven seasons, and now podcast format for all you fans on the go. Go check us out at redzombie.com to find out how to watch and listen to us. And as always, stay infected.
And we are back. Guys, this is the last In the Hoop of the season.
The last In the Hoop of the season.
And it's a good In the Hoop.
So I wanted to keep it short and fresh.
It's got some people that are near and dear to our hearts.
Very near.
So what do we got?
Let's just talk about the fact that Danny Ainge may be the smartest man ever because Rondo is gone.
Yep.
And now Rondo has been kicked off the Mavs.
That's crazy.
This is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
He traded Rajon Rondo for Jay Crowder.
And
we were like, who's Jay Crowder? Now the three of us spent 20 minutes talking about how much.
He traded him for Jay Crowder and Isaiah Thomas because he used Brandon
exactly.
Wright to get
right.
Isaiah Thomas.
Let's flashback for a minute. Do you remember the discussions that we've had about how who's better, Rondo or CP3? Who's the best guard in the NBA? Blah, 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 blah.
I was guilty early on in gangrene of saying Rajon Rondo was better than Derrick Rose.
Right.
And, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
everybody
close.
Thought.
Yeah.
You know what? Now he has no home. He has to sit on the end of the bench until the playoffs end for him and his team. Next year, I will bet the farm that he goes to the Lakers and he plays with Kobe.
I really thought that was going to work out for him because he had stars to pass it to. And just, oh, man.
You want to talk about
what a mess.
You want to talk about a cancer of a player, honestly. Like, you want to talk about a guy who just has fallen hard
and
from
grace. Like, I mean, I really liked him. I started to,
everybody
like, slowly kind of, you know, wean myself off of it, but.
You don't know what you had until it's gone, I guess.
Yeah.
In a negative way.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You didn't realize how bad he was?
Maybe you try to talk it up because, like, he's here and, like, oh, he's really fun to watch play.
Yes.
He's got fancy passes. And
he's in your laundry, you know.
He was that abusive boyfriend you didn't know you had until your friends told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until you get the new boyfriend and you're like, this is fun.
Yeah.
It's also, like, a small part of me is, like, is it really Rondo or is it Rick Carlisle who's, like, taping his mouth shut so he doesn't talk about the refs during his post-game presser. Like, he seems kind of out there. Like, it might not be Rondo, right?
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
There's a small percentage chance that it's not him.
Well, Rick's definitely out there.
He's had problems with other, like, Jason Kidd had a problem with him too, right?
Every point guard he's had besides Jason Kidd, and even Jason Kidd has had a problem with Rick Carlisle.
Right.
It's not just Rondo. Yeah.
But Rondo's also had troubles with all his coaches. I mean, he had a big trouble with Doc.
So which one is it? It's both, probably.
Yeah. So it's just a bad situation, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just that's how Rondo goes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to be – that's going to be it. Maybe he'll do fine in L.A. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, maybe life will change for him.
Well, we'll touch on it in
But
next
talk
year,
about
who...
worst. Let's go to first. Let's talk about our nearest and dearest favorite player.
How much do you miss Paul Pierce?
So much.
Oh, man.
And I love the fact that he's trolling everything that the Raptors do. I think that is the funniest thing.
I wish the Celtics got the Raptors. You know?
Like, know. That would be sad. That would be sad, though.
He's having fun.
He's having a blast.
He is having a lot of fun.
You know what's funny is, like, I saw him hugging the two guys that he was blasting in that article, and he was, like, talking to them, and they were joking around, and he's probably like, see, I told you. I was just kicking you guys in the ass.
Right.
Like, let's go.
Right.
Did you see him at the hockey game?
Yes, I was just going to mention that. He was at the Capitals game last night banging on the boards.
Yeah.
Awesome.
They're sitting in the front row, and he's just, like, he's going nuts.
Because I think he knows, like, this is it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This is – I mean –
I,
what a great team he's got, too. I mean,
you know,
honestly. And he's a strong factor in this whole playoff series.
It'd be really, really awesome if they could somehow beat all the other good teams and make the finals.
Well,
it's possible.
There's a possibility that they might. I mean, the Nets are beating the Hawks. I mean, the series is tied, but I mean, you know, the
in Cleveland
the Nets
without
are giving them a
Love
hard team.
And, you know.
I mean, if you're a betting man, you're taking every Western team over every Eastern
team. Of course.
Team.
Right, of course, of course.
The East is wide open at this point.
I do like that Washington backcourt, though.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. And I like, I'm Paul Pierce bias always, you know.
I'll tell you, though, the whole playoff standings, though.
And I thought, I thought this is what was going to happen in Brooklyn last year.
Right.
Is that he wouldn't have to carry the load, and he could step up in big spots and be that veteran, and it just didn't happen.
Right.
So this is kind of finally
Brooklyn
playing out.
Just completely fell off the rails on that one. And it's just, I hope that the Bulls can play Cleveland in the next series, because I think the Bulls would have a way better chance of beating Cleveland than the Bucks would. The Bucks would just get trampled over. I mean, they're one of those teams that, like, they're all about luck, I feel like. Like, it's Buck luck.
Buck luck.
You know? So it's like, I mean, the last couple of games they won against Chicago.
They won in Chicago last night, though.
Right, but it's.
I like Chicago. I kind of like the way the Bucks match up with the Cavs. I don't know if it'll happen, and I don't even know if they'd. I don't know if they'd ever get to that series.
Do you think that would even be a somewhat even matchup now? I mean,
without Love.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a very interesting matchup. The Bucks are so good defensively.
Right.
I think it'd be like they would be like 70-point games for both sides.
Wow.
But it would be fun. So I think we wanted to do one last stats corner.
Yes, we do.
Right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. I want to hear the corner.
We're running out of time, so I'm not going to get too into it. But basically,
I
kind of wanted to go. We kind of stole my thunder earlier, but I kind of wanted to go, like, you know, we're going to talk about the Kool-Aid King of the Year. I kind of want to talk about, like, the opposite of that.
Yeah.
So I think Avery Bradley sneakily had one of the worst seasons on the team, and it wasn't very close. I don't think he was great defensively this year. I think his shooting was very, very hit or miss. I think he
mostly miss.
I think he turns the ball over a lot. I think he's, you know, he doesn't really get a lot of assists. You know, I think his role is, you know, very limited, and I think that was even more exposed in the playoffs. So that was kind of my stats corner. I had some numbers and stuff, but
and just to let you guys, just to remind you guys, 3 years, $24.8 million left.
Yeah, I wrote that down. 7.5. On average through 2018.
So if we can't wrap him up in a trade, we're stuck with him for
three
years.
That's a good trade number, though.
Yeah.
You know, and he's, you know, he, I don't think he had a great year, but he's like that kind of bad where, like, a lot of people don't notice you're very bad if they don't look too closely.
Right.
So that might be in our favor.
It's kind of like the way stats is so good at things, it kind of stops us from looking really bad. Like, we look bad, but
yeah,
like,
he helps us.
We're not
out,
like extremely bad. We're like, you know, it's not like that. So
we didn't do this every week like we were supposed to, but the king for a week, and
I guess it's the Kool-Aid king for a year. So
so the Gang Green Kool-Aid King for a year. So what do we got? Who's gonna go first here?
I'm just gonna go ahead. Now, Jesus, I'm gonna go Jay Crowder.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Crowder.
All right.
I'm going to go with Isaiah Thomas.
Ah, oh, man.
I was going to go with Thomas.
If you say Zella.
No. These are the same. I think we're all having the same. It's obviously down to these two, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Can we do co-kings?
The team changed when Jay Crowder came. I was like, I like this guy. The team changed when Isaiah got here. So I think I'm going to go with Isaiah Thomas just because that was like the catalyst that changed everything. But Jay Crowder's awesome.
Yeah.
You know? But I think he had more of like a backup role. So.
I'm sorry. I got it in my ear over here.
That's fine.
And he's killing me.
Yeah.
He's killing me.
So yeah, let's go Thomas.
I would do.
You want to do Coe's?
No. You pick.
I think Thomas slightly edges him out.
Right. But you know? I mean, seriously, like that is a hard pick though.
Yeah.
It is. It is, definitely is. So that's it. So let's hear a little rant. One last rant to close out season 8.
But it was a pretty good season. So it was a good season.
My rant has to be mad about something.
All right, I'm mad about something. A little bit mad.
Go ahead.
The past few days has been all this Kevin Love talk, right?
Yeah.
About how Kelly Olynyk pulled his arm out on purpose, blah blah blah, and now he's not going to come to the Celtics. First of all, I don't think he was going to come to the Celtics anyways. And Kelly Olynyk didn't do it on purpose. I don't think he can't play basketball. That's why he doesn't know how to play, but he knows how to shoot.
Right.
He's a 7-footer that can shoot, and that's why he can – I'm not even sure he can run. Have you seen him run up and down the court?
Not well.
Yeah. Right.
It
so
it looks floppy.
So I don't think he ruined Kevin Love's chance because I don't think Kevin Love was realistically going to come here because – he can opt in, and like the whole thing with a salary cap, and it's a big thing that everyone's talking about right now. It's kind of ticking me off because I don't think he was coming here anyways, and I don't think Kelly Olynyk did it on purpose.
Do you think because Kelly Olynyk's Canadian, as soon as he did, he goes, "Oh, sorry, so sorry."
I don't know. I think he probably wanted to go eat some pepperoni and drink some beer or something.
So
put some more conditioner in his hair.
Right before we leave, though, I know like his shoulder was dislocated from his body, but you know the way he ran off the court, does that look a little soft?
I don't know. I was listening to it on the radio.
Yeah, so did I. And like, you know, Felger and Maz had a really good point. I think it was Maz that did it. Is that a little soft? That seems a little soft. Like, I know he's hurt, and I know I have separated my shoulder. I know how bad it hurts.
Oh, yeah, let's separate it again.
But it almost did on the weekend. I'll tell you about that later off air. But it's just, I don't know. I mean, should he have been wrapped up in the first place? Like, this is what I'm talking about. I know Kelly's a terrible basketball player, but like, should all of this had happened even before?
He's not a terrible basketball player.
I mean, he's better than me.
Right.
I'll give him that.
He's in the NBA, so he can do something right, but, you know.
It was a little weird reaction. I mean, the best part was like watching the people on his bench just kind of be like, eh?
Yeah.
Because I watched it, it didn't look that – like, it wasn't like the Rondo thing. Remember the Rondo thing?
The Rondo thing
was awful.
Terrible.
That was a break, though, right?
Yeah.
And he came back out and played.
Yeah. That was good. The Rondo thing was gross.
It was wicked gross. The Kevin Love thing just didn't look gruesome to me. I don't know.
I mean, it looked gross. It did.
Did it? I didn't notice it.
Once you start looking at pictures of it up close, it's like, oh, that is gross. Right. Yeah. So.
Well, anyways, that was a good season, guys.
It was. It wasn't bad.
I think the trade deadline saved it.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fun. Hopefully next year they'll be pretty good. We'll be back in the offseason.
We probably
though.
Could have had 7 less episodes if Isaiah Thomas didn't show up.
Probably. Yeah. Stats is going to do a draft show, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's already signed up for it.
Oh, yeah. So he's definitely okay. No. And, yeah, it was a good season, and we'll continue to talk to you as things happen, such as the draft and whatnot.
I want
to
thank Nick and Derek
absolutely
for all their hard work. And you guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Stats and Kurt, thanks for putting up with me for the last
thank you, Dave.
27 episodes.
Oh, thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road or back again for you, Kurt.
All right.
508-731-GGTV. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
YouTube, iTunes.
All
that stuff.
Reds Army. GangreenTV.com.
Thanks for watching. Stay infected.